Hoveen. Ball three and strike two. Devin Williams is up and getting ready for the crew. And the pitch. Hit foul again by Monasterio. New sign, and the right-hander deals again. Here's a swing and a line drive. Base hit to left center. Monasterio, three out of four tonight. Get him going again. And the batter is going to be Tyrone Taylor. Tyrone tonight, a double, driving in a run and scored back in the second. Bounced into a double play and struck out down low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Post-game show will follow our broadcast tonight. Lane Grindle will have all the other scores for you around baseball and the pitch. It's hit foul up along the third base side. One ball and one strike on Tyrone Taylor. A check of Monasterio. And the pitch. Showing Bunny took one down low, and it's 2-1. All the other action around baseball. Cincinnati winners tonight over Chicago, the Cubs. And the pitch. Bouncer to the hole at short. Trey Turner to second to get the force there on Monasterio. Heck of a play by Trey Turner on a bullet hit by Tyrone Taylor. He's on with the fielder's choice ground ball. Monasterio is gone on the 6-4 force at second. And back to the top of the order we go in Christian Yelich with one out. Tyrone Taylor, pretty good lead. Big swing and a miss by Yelich. One strike on Christian. And the pitch. Hit foul down the left field side. Nothing in two. Way back when this one started, Colin Ray was the Brewers starter. Colin Ray against Aaron Nola. From the stretch, Dylan Covey is all set to go again. Deals a swing and a foul, just got a piece of it. Down low and away with the fastball, and Yelich tried to go the other way. With Alec Bohm playing way, way off the line at third. That area is wide open, anything down and away. And the pitch. Swing and a miss by Yelich. And William Contreras is coming up. Philadelphia, ninth inning. Bohm, Realmuto, and Marsh are scheduled. That would be enough, too. Finish this one up. And the crew would be after a sweep tomorrow. Inside, a fastball missing. One ball and no strikes. Brewers trying to win their 76th of the year. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to third. One hop to second they go to get the force there. And end the inning. Fielder's choice ground out. Brewers get nothing on a hit and leave one stranded. Ninth inning is coming up for Philadelphia. It's 7-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Devin Williams is on to try and nail this one down for the crew. In last night's win for the crew. Alec Bohm is going to lead things off for Philadelphia. 7-4 Milwaukee has the lead. Annex Wealth Management, difference-making moment tonight in this one. How about that four-run fifth inning? With a big home run by Carlos Santana. 19th of the year, a two-run shot. Know the difference. One ball and no strikes. Devin Williams coming back. Big swing and a foul, and that went out of play. One ball and one strike on the right-handed batting Philadelphia third baseman. Devin on for a Fleet Farm save opportunity. Dropping in there with a changeup nicely, and it's 1-2. Real Muto is due next. And the pitch hit to right. Playable. Tyrone Taylor backpedaling. Hauls that one in. That takes care of Alec Bohm. And the batter is Real Muto. It is 16th home run of the year, back in the second. Lined out in the fifth. Struck out in the seventh.
Brewers trying to win their eighth straight home game. The last time they did that was the 2013 season.
And two outs away from Devin Williams, swinging a line drive, base hit to right. Taylor had ideas about trying to make a diving catch on that one and wisely pulled up. Real Muto with his second hit tonight. And the batter is Brandon Marsh. Marsh 0 for 2 officially with a walk in the 7th. Devin Williams is dealing down low off the inside corner with a breaking ball. It might have been a changeup. One ball and no strikes on Brandon Marsh. New sign, and Devin Williams is ready. Coming back. That's too high. Two balls and no strikes. New sign, and he's set to work the pitch. Three balls and no strikes. Marsh facing Devin Williams for the first time ever. New sign for the Brewers, right-hander. And the pitch. That one's right in there. Three balls and a strike. Santana plays behind the runner at first. The pitch. Look out. That one almost hit him. Gets by Contreras. And there are two on for Philadelphia. So the base hit. Now the free ride. And here comes Chris Hook. And the infield will gather around Devin Williams, settle him down here, and get this one on the W side. Realmuto and Marsh are aboard. Brewers still have the lead. It's 7-4 Milwaukee. Brewers on the hit column, 12-6. But Philadelphia has been hot playing at home and playing catch up here tonight. We're in the ninth in front of 35,253. All right, set to work. Runners lead from first and second. And the pitch. Bouncer hit up along first. It's a fair ball. Santana will take that one unassisted. And back to the top of the order we go in Kyle Schwarber, who has hit a home run, his 39th. That was back in the opening inning. Has struck out, popped out, and walked. Second and third, two men are out, leading by three. Is the tying run, and the pitch by Devin. It's too high and off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Down to the wire we go again. One on delivery. Schwarber took a strike. That was the changeup. Contreras sitting right down the middle. And the pitch. Hit foul. That was the one. And Schwarber knows it. He's shaking his head. That one about belt high. Bit higher and right down the middle. He had a rip and fouled it back. One and two on Kyle Schwarber. And now the pitch. Here it is. Low and away with a changeup. It missed, not by much. Emmy Lumber coming up. Schwarber, Trey Turner next, then Harper. The stretch and the pitch. Low and away, and he's taking him full. Ball three and working from the stretch. Here comes Williams, lined on one hop off the glove of Terang. One run's going to score on a bullet hit by Schwarber. That will probably be scored as a base hit. Tough chance for Terang on a one-hop rocket and a pinch runner now for Philadelphia. Juan Rojas is the pinch runner. Runners are at the corners. 2 minute out. Trey Turner, the batter. Big swing and a miss. May have fouled it. He did. One strike on Trey Turner. In his 21st home run of the year and the sixth tonight. He's got a couple of base hits. Has scored twice. And the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. On a changeup down low and away. Five Brewers have the lead. Williams running again and coming back. Here it is. Runner goes down low and away, and they now have people at second and third. It'll be a stolen base for Rojas. Williams running to work. Here it is. Upstairs on a check swing, he held.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day, low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-2444. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Novels has something for everyone.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, UP and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Another testy one here tonight. Gritty, but they hang on and win.
They're not supposed to be easy.
Wow.
But they've certainly been fun these last couple of nights for the Brewers tonight. 7 runs on 12 hits. There was an error, 7 left on base. For the Phillies, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 tonight. Winning pitchers Andrew Chafin gave the Brewers an inning of scoreless relief. He is now 3-4. The loss goes to Aaron Nola. He falls to 12-9. Devin Williams walked the tightrope in the ninth, but he got the save. His 32nd of the season. 3 hours and 2 minutes here tonight in front of 35,253 fans. Hey, thank you to the award-winning team at Hupie and Abraham. For every double play this season, Hupie and Abraham will be donating $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupie.com and learn about their winner. It's free, guaranteed. 7-5, the final. We'll come back and give you our Chevrolet Star of the Game right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Following Brewers Sunday home games, kids 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases, presented by Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids base run line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Lane's Farm and Fleet's Labor Day sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on fall essentials for your home, work, and vehicles. Like 5-quart jugs of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil, just $22.99 after sale and $10 mail-in rebate. All Blazer trailer lighting is 10% off for rewards members. Plus, when your car's in the shop, get 10% off in-store purchases with $100 or more spent on tire and auto service. See store for details. All Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores are closed on Monday, September 4th for Labor Day.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend, because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Lane, we need our Chevrolet star of the game. Who are you looking at tonight?
Well, Yuke, a lot of different candidates again tonight, but I'm going to go with Mark Canha. He goes 2 for 3. He had 2 doubles, drove in a run, but both of those doubles came right in the middle of big Brewers rallies. He had the double to start up that rally in the second inning, and then he had the double to kind of restart the rally in the fifth inning that drove in a run. I thought he was in the middle of both big innings for the Brewers here today.
All right, they win it by a score of 7-5. You bet. The star of the game brought to you by Chevy and their star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com today. That is our game broadcast for tonight. Back with you again tomorrow, 11:30 for the Menards pregame show, and then game 3, Ranger Suarez against Wade Miley. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld inviting you to stay tuned. Lane's got the postgame show, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show, coming up next. Once again, the final score from American Family Field here in Milwaukee tonight. Brewers 7, Phillies 5. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Truck drivers, at Schneider, it's all about staying busy and getting home in comfort. New and growing dedicated accounts will get you home on a schedule you can bank on. And Schneider's new industry-leading trucks have top-of-the-line features that keep you safe and comfortable. Plus, when you're on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Choose a company that's invested in your safety and comfort. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill by Charbroil. On sale, $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Back with you from American Family Field as we get the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show fired up. Brewers 7-5 winners over the Phillies. They have won this series, and they are looking for a sweep tomorrow afternoon against these Phils. Get in the game at Pottawatomie. Gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. Well, let's check some other scores around baseball tonight. Pittsburgh a winner over St. Louis, 7-6 in St. Louis over the Cardinals for Pittsburgh. Yankees 5-4 winners over Houston in Houston. Detroit shuts out the White Sox 10-0 in Chicago. And Seattle over the Mets at Citi Field in New York, 8-7 your final there. The big one everybody paying attention to in this ballpark and on this radio network, that was Cincinnati helping the Brewers out again today. They walk off the Cubs for the second consecutive game. Hunter Renfroe with a fielder's choice that got the winning run home in the bottom of the ninth. They win over the Cubs 2-1. That means the Brewers now have a 4.5 game lead on September the 2nd in the NL Central. Let's listen to Craig Counsell. He just sat down to meet with the media.
Did a nice job, and then offensively we just did a nice job against a good starting pitcher.
Third, potentially, and I think too, like Santana's first at bat where he had like, you saw like 10 pitches and then, you know, set the table for a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got that in him. I mean, he's, you know, you see him, he's got some huge walk years, so he's got those at bats in him. We actually didn't see much of it like the first maybe 10 days he was here, the walks, but they've started to come, and those long extended at bats, that's always been in him.
Was that sort of the theme of the night for the offense, like quality at bats, making all the work for
you? Yeah, I mean that's been the theme of this stretch for us for sure. I think is just with lots of quality at bats.
Colin Ray again gave you a chance to win. What impressed you about his start tonight?
Yeah, I thought he just did a good job, like kind of him and William just reading what was going on. They did a good job on soft stuff right away, and he went to a little more hard, the fastball a little more, and the fastball was good. And I think he did, you know, he was efficient, and getting 13 outs for us there, you know, gave us a shot to order the bullpen with some good matchups.
That is Craig Counsell following tonight's 7-5 victory over the Phillies. Hey, the crew had 13 ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Colin Ray pitched well. 6 strikeouts for him and 4 1/3 here tonight for the Brewers. We're joined just outside the Brewers clubhouse by Brewers second baseman Bryce Terang. A couple of hits tonight for you, Bryce. And you're going the other way with the baseball so well right now. You're just seeing the baseball in general. In the month of August, that was the case, and it looks like it's carrying over here into September. What has been the biggest difference for you this second go-round up in the big leagues?
Yeah, man, just trying to hit low line drives the other way and give my team the best chance to win a game and just compete and put in the work and, you know, just do it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, tonight, a base hit into center, and you pull a ball actually into right down the right field line as well. So you're using all the fields for sure. The other thing that you're doing more of didn't happen tonight, but you're walking more than you did early in the season. Is the game just slowing down a little bit for you at the plate?
Yeah, I just think being in the right position to hit the ball and being able to see the ball a little longer and not feel so rushed and just try to drive the ball the other way has helped me control the zone better. And yeah, I mean, just being in the right position and simplifying all the moves just made it slow down a little bit more.
Your defense, of course, has been a staple, and it is, in my opinion, the best second base defense in Major League Baseball. I think you have a great shot to win the Gold Glove this year with the defense that you have displayed. Is it fair to say you've gotten even more comfortable as the season's gone along at second base? Because you came up as a shortstop, even though you've played plenty of second.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't playing second every day in the minor leagues and stuff, but yeah, I kind of just moved over. Now it's more comfortable and just trying to help the team win every way I can, get to every ball I can and get the out, try to get the pitchers off the field so we can go hit, you know.
This lineup right now, Bryce, now this was your 11th win in 13 games. In all 11 of those wins, 5 or more runs. It feels like there's just so much length to this lineup right now that anybody 1 through 9 can do damage, and that's how you're putting together these big innings right now. Does it feel that way in the clubhouse that any guy on any given night can be the guy that makes the difference?
Oh, yeah. The trust we have for each other is it's crazy, man. I mean, it doesn't matter who's out there. We all trust each other, and we all think we're going to get the job done, and we got each other's backs, and when guys are in scoring position or getting in scoring position, it's just competing and trying to do a job and trying to win every pitch, and we've done a phenomenal job, man. It's been fun.
Well, it is a quick turnaround, a little earlier start time tomorrow, so we'll let you go get some rest, and you can get greedy at 12:05 tomorrow afternoon. How about that?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bryce Terang with us here following tonight's 7-5 victory over the Phillies. The Brewers have won this series, and they're looking for a sweep tomorrow afternoon with Wade Miley on the mound against Rangers Suarez. We've got more of the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. We'll give you some more scores when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin. 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
7-5, the final, as we continue with the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Time for a home run distance recap. The Carlos Santana blast in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was a two-run shot, by the way, in the midst of a four-run bottom of the fifth. It traveled 417 feet out to right center. Home run distances brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. Well, let's check some other scores around baseball tonight. Some other finals for you. Tampa Bay in 11 innings falls at Cleveland 7-6. It was Oakland 2 and the Angels 1 in the Bay Area. A final in Washington, the Marlins over the Nationals 11-5. They're in the bottom of the fifth at Dodgers Stadium. Braves and Dodgers tied at 1. Padres with a 6-0 lead at home over the Giants in the bottom of the 7th. Colorado 8, Toronto 5 out in the Rockies. That game's in the top of the 8th. They're in the bottom of the 8th in Arizona, and the Orioles with a 7-2 lead at Chase Field over the Diamondbacks. Bottom of the 10th in Texas, Twins right now with a 9-7 lead over the Rangers. Rangers have a couple of men on and 2 outs in that game. Boston winners tonight in Kansas City over the Royals by a final of 9-5. Those are your scores around Major League Baseball. We're going to take a break, come back, and give you the highlights of this one. 7-5 the final, Brewers over the Phillies. And we'll also remind you that for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. 140 home runs on the season now for the crew. That is $14,000 to Hunger Task Force, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Highlights when we return on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
With you on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Brewers over the Phillies 7-5. Your final here tonight. Brewers win their 76th game of the season. It's their eighth home win in a row. Brewers hadn't won eight in a row at home since the 2013 season. Time to jump into the highlights. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led and specializing in you. This game started just like last night's game started, and it wasn't a positive start for the Brewers. Colin Ray on the mound tonight. The first batter, he faced Kyle Schwarber, and Kyle Schwarber, a solo home run to start up this game, and the Phillies led 1-0. Next batter was Trey Turner. He would wrap a base hit into center field, then steal second, steal third, but Colin Ray got tough. He got the next three outs, and it felt like that was a big development in the game. Brewers wouldn't get anything across against Aaron Nola in the first inning, but they'd force him to work a little bit. And then JT Realmuto with a solo blast in the top of the second inning off of Colin Ray with one out made it 2-0 Phillies. But the Brewers in the bottom of the second would get after Aaron Nola. After Adames grounded out, Mark Canna with a ground rule double, and Bryce Terang at the plate.
Terang sends one to the gap in left center, and it's going to drop for a base hit. Canna's going to score, and a big turn by Terang, but he'll hold wisely, and the Brewers are on the board.
After Monasterio flied out to center, the very next batter was Tyrone Taylor.
He has five home runs on the year. The pitch, line to left, and Schwarber's going to have to play it off the wall, and Tyrone Taylor cruising in the second with a run-scoring double.
Snapped an 0-for-15 for Tyrone. Brewers looking for the lead now, and Christian Yelich was looking to provide it.
Here it is. Lined to left. Base hit. Brewers are going to have the lead. The throw coming on way off target. And Christian Yelich with a bullet base hit to left. The throw by Schwarber, way off target, his 69th RBI of the year.
Colin Ray, meanwhile, would retire the final nine batters that he would face in this game. He would give way in the top of the fifth with one out to Andrew Chafin, who would get Marsh to ground out, Cave to strike out looking, and it was still a 3-2 game going to the bottom of the fifth. Aaron Nola was back out there for the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Brewers would get after him. Yelich would ground out, then Contreras with a double, and that set up this at-bat for Carlos Santana.
Swing and a drive to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Santana. And And they put two more on the board on a scorching drive by Carlos. He hit it out of here and right, and a no doubt about it.
Santana's seventh home run as a Brewer. He now has an 11-game hitting streak. William Contreras, by the way, with the double right before the Santana two-run home run, extended his hitting streak to a career-high 12 games. Brewers weren't done in the inning yet. After Frelick popped up to third, Adamas would work a walk, and Mark Canna came to the plate.
Canna drives one to the gap in right center. This could get another run in. Willie Adamas blowing around third, and Mark Canna into second base with a run-scoring double.
And a 14-game on-base streak now for Mark Canna after a very good night tonight. A couple of doubles for him and a walk. That would be it for Aaron Nola. He's lifted out of this game. Andrew Bilotti would come on, and the first batter that he faced was Bryce Turang.
Here it is. Lined to right. Should be another run. Canna in standing. It's 7-2 now. On a base hit by Turang.
That run charged to Nola. The Brewers get to him tonight. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs allowed. 3 walks as well issued by Aaron Nola. Brewers really got after one of the Phillies' best. So Brewers feeling pretty good about things at that point. It was 7-2 crew. The Phillies would get a run on a solo home run from Trey Turner against Trevor McGill in the sixth inning. And so that made it a 7-3 game. That was the fifth consecutive game that Trey Turner had homered in. McGill would strike out the next two, though. And then he would work around a double and a walk to strike out the side in the top of the seventh inning and put up a zero as well. In the eighth inning, the Phillies would get a run across against the combination of Hobie Milner and Elvis Peguero. It was an unearned run on a sac fly that Castellanos would hit into right field to get Trey Turner home. So it was at that point a 7-4 ball game heading into the ninth. So it was Devin Williams' time. And the Phillies would put a threat together against Williams in the ninth after Bohm flied out to right, Realmuto with a base hit, then a walk to Marsh. Cave would ground out to first. It was second and third with 2 outs. Kyle Schwarber with a hard hit ball at Turang that was ruled a base hit. That would get a run home. That made it 7-5. And the final batter and chance for the Phillies was Trey Turner.
Ready to go. Devin delivers. Strong. Milwaukee.
And the Brewers on a roll right now. They have won 11 of their last 13 games, and they are 4.5 clear of the Cubs in the NL Central race. We are back with more on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers winners 7-5 tonight over the Phillies as the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show wraps up here tonight from American Family Field. But before we do that, we bring you the Down on the Farm Report. It's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. Well, Carolina, 13-1 winner at home over Down East tonight. High A, Wisconsin, a winner, 7-1 at Beloit. It was Biloxi with a 7-5 win at Tennessee, and Nashville falls at Durham by a final score of 10-2. Take a look at Aaron Ashby. He threw an inning tonight in the start for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Walked a couple, struck out a couple, threw a scoreless inning in that 7-1 Wisconsin win. That is going to do it for us here tonight. We're right back with you, though, tomorrow, a little bit earlier. Remember the start time. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets started at 11:30, followed by the game at 12:05. Final game of this series, Brewers looking to sweep the Phils. Ranger Suarez for Philadelphia. Wade Miley for the crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld, as it always is. For Bob Uecker, I'm Lane Grindle, saying thanks again for listening, everybody. Again, the final score. Brewers win the series from the Phillies with a 7-5 victory here tonight. Have a great rest of your evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Option, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Worga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
Said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a wild like gold. I've been climbing, trying to get to the view. I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. Sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I didn't know.